Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live and includes readings from Psalms and the Old and New Testament, as well as a reflection from our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz. We meet each Monday and Thursday at 9:15 on Zoom, and we invite you to join us. Simply sign in to Zoom using the number 856-0112-7207, and the password is 22 4466. You can sit back and listen or take part. Either way, we would love your company. Our readings today are taken from Job chapter 4 and Romans 2 verses 17 to the end. The reflection is by the Reverend Fabian Wirtz and is entitled, Who Can Be Righteous?
Amen. So we are in the book of Job, book of the Old Testament that speaks of a man who is going through terrible suffering and his reaction to God and the reaction of friends. And so we are in chapter 4 now with someone called Eliphaz, one of his friends.
Chapter 4, and Eliphaz the Temanite answered, If one ventures a word with you, will you be offended? But who can keep from speaking? See, you have instructed many. You have strengthened the weak hands. You have supported, your words have supported those who were stumbling, and you have made firm the feeble knees. But now it has come to you, and you are impatient. It touches you, and you are dismayed. Is not your fear of God your confidence, and the integrity of your ways your hope? Think now, who that was innocent ever perished, or where were the upright cut off? As I have seen those who plough iniquity and sow trouble reap the same. By the breath of God they perish, and by the blast of his anger they are consumed. The roar of the lion, the voice of the fierce lion, and the teeth of the young lions are broken. The strong lion perishes for lack of prey, and the whelps of the lioness are scattered. Now a word came stealing to me. My ear received the whisper of it, amid thoughts from visions of the night, when deep sleep falls on mortals. Dread came upon me, and trembling, which made all my bones shake. A spirit glided past my face, and the hair of my flesh bristled. It stood still, but I could not discern its appearance. A form was before my eyes. There was silence. Then I heard a voice. Can mortals be righteous before God? Can human beings be pure before their Maker? Even in his servant he puts no trust, and his angels he charges with terror. How much more, though, those who live in houses of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, who are crushed like the moth. Between morning and evening, they are destroyed. They perish forever without any regarding it. Their tent card is plucked up within them, and they die devoid of wisdom. This is the word of the Lord.
And thanks be to God. And then we look at Romans chapter 2. Verse 17 to the end of that chapter.
But if you call yourself a Jew and rely on the law and boast of your relation to God and know his will and determine what is best because you are instructed in the law, and if you are sure that you are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, a corrector of the foolish, a teacher of children, having in the law the embodiment of knowledge and truth, then you then that teach others will not teach yourselves. While you preach against stealing, do you steal? You that forbid adultery, do you commit adultery? You that abhor idols, do you rob temples? You that boast in the law, do you dishonor God by breaking the law? For as it is written, the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. Circumcision indeed is of value if you obey the law, but if you break the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. So, if those who are uncircumcised keep the requirements of the law, will not their uncircumcision be regarded as circumcision? Then those who are first physically uncircumcised but keep the law will condemn you that have written the code and circumcision but break the law. For a person is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is true circumcision something external or physical. Rather, a person is a Jew who is one inwardly. And real circumcision is a matter of the heart. It is spiritual and not literal. Such a person receives praise, not from others, but from God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I think the theme that relates to both passages is about who can be righteous before God. In a sense, although the words of that friend to Job are not incorrect in some ways, no one is righteous before God, but I think they are spoken in the wrong context and in the wrong situation, and maybe with the wrong emphasis, because he was implying that if Job was suffering as he was suffering, surely there was something wrong in his life and he should get right with God. But also, it was not very encouraging to say, well, you've been the one encouraging others when you were well, and now that you are unwell, you don't have the patience to put your own teaching into practice. Not very nice when we are in suffering. It's maybe not the kind of things we need to hear. But who is righteous before God? And the first two chapters of Romans are just about that. And he starts very cleverly, Paul, with looking at the non-Jews and all the very clear things that they were doing that were against the law, the Mosaic law. And all the Jews would have said, yes, Paul, you're right. Look at how horrible those people are. They don't follow the God. And then he turns around saying, well, that's what you do. You point the fingers at all those Gentiles. You point one finger and you don't see the three fingers that points at you. Because wherever you point them to their fault, you're doing the same. You say you are the teachers of the blinds. You say you know the law. And it's true. God had revealed himself and his instructions. But a true Jew would have realized that all those instructions point to one thing. No one can be righteous. No one can stand before a holy God. The law was there to show something that was within us, problem, what we call sin or disobedience, the fact that we can't fulfill the purposes and intentions of God. We can't really reflect the nature and the goodness of God, because there is something in us that rebels against that. And so he says, you know, you forbid to commit adultery, but are you better than those who are maybe physically committing adultery? Are you better if you... Sorry for that. We've been a little bit cut, but that's because of my internet connection. So not sure where we were, but I think I was saying about Jews and non-Jews.
You were saying about the
non-Jews, and now he's addressing the Jews, his own people, to say you are no better. And what God is looking for is honesty. A true Jew is a person who's honest, who is a person who wants to do the law but realize that he needs grace. And that was a whole system. They had a system of offerings and sacrifice so that an animal on their behalf would die for their sin. And that was to prepare to what God really intended, was to come in the person of Jesus, to live perfect human life and to die in our stead, to be that sacrifice himself, so that we could be free from the consequences of our disobedience. So who is righteous? Bible is very simple. No one. Who can be righteous? Anyone. Anyone who is accepting the free gift through faith, what God has done on our behalf. And that really transforms us. It's transforming me. I know it's transforming Lynn and Joycey. Not that we are better than anyone or even perfect, but the Holy Spirit is then coming into our lives and transforming how we see things, and giving us the desire and the strength to live a different life and to also share what God has done in our lives. So I hope this kind of helps you understand this, the context of this passage, but also increase a little bit of your faith. And maybe if for you the Christian faith is still a bit strange, maybe start with reading the gospel, the life of Jesus, as it is God's word, and it is transformative when we open ourselves to what God wants to say to us. So that's a little bit of me, but there might be something else that
yes, it's the old pointing the finger, isn't it?
Yeah. The more we realize the mercy we have received, the more we are merciful towards others, for we know we are no better than anyone else.
Absolutely.
I think the passage that says the one who's been forgiving a lot, love a lot. Not that anyone needs to be forgiven more, but I think it's more the one who realizes, you know, the forgiveness means, what the cross means, and the immensity of what God did on our behalf.
I think you explained the word righteousness, which is a big word, isn't it? And it's a really hard one to get your head around, especially if you're, you know, new to any sort of faith.
I think the best way to represent is right standing. And if we think about judges, it's to be able to stand up in front of a judge with a clear conscience. And if we think about standing up before the judges of all judges, God himself in his own holiness, no one can stand in clear conscience. We will immediately know all the things. And I think our in scripture, the natural, even to holy man like Isaiah, the natural reaction would be actually to fall down to our knees, nearly in despair. So the right standing is amazing, that for those who have grown in faith in Jesus, there will be no fear. There will be that sense of dread and falling down. There will be a falling down, but we will have learned to fall down in worship and praise. So I think,
just to know that we've got Jesus to turn to, and he is our strength. There's no two ways about that. So praise the Lord.
So let's pray. Let's pray for the day, its stars, the world, its needs, the church, as we come to an end of our morning prayer. Thank you for your word that speaks truth and life. Thank you for reminding today that we are no better than anyone else. We are just those who have experienced your goodness and continue to experience your goodness, your forgiveness, your grace, your strength. And you call us to share that unashamedly, that the cross is really good news. It's the only way for us to stand right before you. Help us to find the words when we meet people to speak that amazing message, forgiveness and grace.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.